Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
That was you back left there, was it?
I had to stop you from singing and joining in. Okay, a choral Christmas cracker, if ever there was one, Adeste Fidelis. And it is that time of year when you might be invited to attend a choir performance, or indeed you may be preparing to take part in one yourself. But why do we do it? And do we realise the health benefits of gathering in groups to sound off musically? Niamh Delmar is a chartered counselling psychologist and runs the Greystones Health and Wellbeing Centre. Niamh, you're very welcome.
Hi, Katie. Hi, Cullum.
Hi, how are you doing?
Why do we do it, Niamh?
It is absolutely powerful. There's an extensive wealth of physiological and psychological benefits when we sing, especially if we're singing in a group.
Now, yeah, and it is a kind of a family thing, I think. There are families who sing and there are families who would rather die roaring. Like, I would say, like, our family, obviously, the family of origin, if you put it that way, the technical term, we would be a comalie sing-along kind of family.
Have you had that experience where people who are not of the family of origin, the in-laws, come in and they are there looking shell-shocked in the middle of a sing-song, fearing that they're going to be called on in the noble call next? Well, we won't get into it about the anxiety of being called on to sing next, but talk us through what's going on when somebody is singing with a group of people and joining in. Because I heard, or I read in Patrick Frayne's book, Let's Do Your Stupid Idea, that like he really enjoyed going into a choir and losing himself in the music, and really bestowing tremendous benefits on him.
Absolutely. Like, the physiological benefits will be, you know, lower blood pressure, it helps with the heart, the breath work, all of that, lung function. The psychological factor then, it's an emotional experience, and it is a physical activity. You know, people have that shared activity that they're doing together. So it really creates that social cohesion, and it's a bonding experience. And as human beings, we, you know, gravitate towards that. So that can really help people to divert against loneliness or anything like that. It also then releases a lot of neurotransmitters. So we have the endorphin release, the dopamine, the serotonin, and the cuddle hormone, the oxytocin. So we know from research they all get released when we're singing.
So, and a song is as good as a hug, is it?
It really is, yeah. It can have that lovely, you know, boost to the brain. And also it lowers our stress levels, so it lowers cortisol. So there's a lot going on in the brain and the body, and physically we're doing a physical activity, but we're gaining physically as well.
And I mean, if you've obviously, if you're a good singer and you're joined by other good singers, you can imagine how that sounds great, it feels great. If you're not a good singer, if you're tone deaf.
Yeah, and that's me. I wasn't blessed with a voice, so I wouldn't probably, you know, put myself on a choir or in a group. But, you know, maybe a group of friends, or maybe if there's a session on somewhere, or maybe I just go off into the shower or sing on my own in the kitchen. Those benefits are there as well. Obviously, you get the social cohesion piece if it's in a group. That's the gold star. But, you know, singing away on your own, or humming or chanting or whatever it might be, is also very beneficial as well.
And what about just, you know, the exercise, the mental exercise of singing a song maybe you haven't sung in 6 months and trying to remember the words and where the tunes change and everything else? You know, they say for dementia and things like that, learning a language or doing problems. Does trying to remember some of your party pieces have that effect?
Absolutely, it does. And it rewires the brain, because you're boosting neuroplasticity then in the brain. And we know with studies with people with dementia, it can be very helpful. It gives them a cognitive boost, it evokes nice memories, and it can be very calming. So yeah, absolutely, for different health conditions, it has been used in brain injury and stroke, you know, recovery as well.
And I'm thinking now that the Japanese have a thing on this, because the karaoke bars, of course, is a classic get together and, you know, bang it out there.
Yeah, the karaoke bars, you look at football matches, rugby matches. We look at during the pandemic when we had people singing from balconies. You know, so, you know, it's a human gravitation that we have towards it. It creates that sense of cohesion. And also we have that breath work going on. So we know the benefits of breath work in calming our nervous system. So controlled breathing, the lengthening of the exhalation, the slow and diaphragmatic breathing calms our nervous systems.
Yeah, I'm thinking about babies and lullabies now.
That's it. Like from the beginning of when most people anyway, from their babies, they're listening. They're listening to that soothing singing, and that's calming them down. And at nighttime, lullabies. So we've been used to listening to it. So listening to it as well can evoke a lot of emotion. It can calm us, or it could energize people. Like we look at concerts, how popular they are now, and people are going to concerts all the time. And that can be very uplifting and energizing.
I'm only thinking of myself during the pandemic. Exhausting. I think every song I ever knew, trying to sing a 6-month-old to sleep.
Yeah. Were you trying the Dubliners though?
I did Fiddler's Green, actually. Barney McKenna's Fiddler's Green got us through a good few nights.
I think what you're saying though, Niamh, is that it doesn't really matter what you're singing, but singing and singing with others is the key.
Yeah, the really ultimate is singing with others, because you have the social cohesion, you have that shared experience, but also singing by yourself is good too, because you have the controlled breathing side, and also it's a mindfulness, you know, experience. So we all hear the benefits of mindfulness, but it doesn't have to be sitting on a cushion meditating. You know, this can be just a mindful activity where you're fully engaged in the present moment, and that's good for your head.
Yeah, all right. Colm is going all zen here.
I am, yeah, very much so. Thanks a million, Niamh. That's Niamh Delmer there, a counselling psychologist. Thanks for joining us on that. And send us your own favourites or party pieces that you like to sing, 0870 32 32 32.